And we keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the oracle, the one and only Dan Marver from Location. He is always on the move. What's going on, Marvelous?
Well, you know, it's April and it's still a little cool in Chicago, so I needed some better weather. So that's what I'm experiencing right now.
God bless you. We are all jealous, and we cannot wait, though, to get your hot takes all the way from the coastal side of the United States. But we want to get into basketball talk, Marvelous. This is one of the awesome rare shows where you and I just could talk like hoopers and talk everything that is WNBA, college basketball, and the NBA. So why don't we start off with the biggest basketball story, and it's not in the NBA. It's in the WNBA, as Caitlin Clark goes number one to the Indiana Fever. Their ticket sales go up. Everybody's excited when they come into town. She signs an 8-figure deal with Nike, beating out Adidas and Reeboks and all these different companies that were trying to get her, including Under Armour, which Steph Curry is part of Under Armour, and they couldn't seal the deal there. So a lot of interesting stuff going on in the world of college basketball. But why don't we start with that, Marvelous? Why don't we start with Caitlin Clark going number one? The ratings were up. Everybody was talking about the WNBA draft on social media. How crazy is it for somebody like you who's watched high school, college, and WNBA, has been somebody who's been an ally, somebody who's always proposed to the basketball fan to watch this basketball, to see it now on this level for these many months now at this point? What were your thoughts after Caitlin Clark goes number one after a crazy tournament?
Obviously, she was going to be the number one pick. There was never any question about that. It's very good for ratings and for tickets. Obviously, she can't demand the salary of a number one pick in the NBA like Mbaye, because they don't have the eyeballs or the advertising numbers. But it doesn't matter, because like you said, the Nike deal takes care of that. Even before that, she had $3 million in revenue from advertising when she was in college with the NIL deals. So this is no big surprise that she was going to be the pick. And I think that she'll do well. I don't think she'll put up 30 a game and like she did in college, because the players are all better than the college players she played against. But there's still going to be an increase in ratings. After all, the finals are on ABC, so that tells you something. They're trying to increase the exposure of the playoffs next year, and I don't know if they'll get the same kind of ratings. Like we were just talking about, you still have Connecticut's going to be strong with Paige. Paige, is going to probably be the best pick next year. So there's still going to be interest, but I don't think they'll ever rival the NBA in terms of eyeballs and revenue. And so her contract, was not the millions and millions that they get in the NBA, but I think that she'll be living comfortably.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Marver, because I think a lot of conversations now, and this is how you can tell that the WNBA and women's college basketball specifically is going into the mainstream, because now we're talking about the business end of it, the finance of it, what their contracts are like, what their years are like, what can they do? Because for the longest time, you and I knew this, people who watched or at least understood what was going on in that realm of basketball, that they had to go overseas to supplement more income, and the deals weren't coming in. And we know now that the biggest thing that happens in pro sports is the television deal. That, and when you're able to partner with these betting websites. And the WNBA is on its way to getting a TV deal. And we understand that it's not going to get an NFL deal. Nobody gets an NFL deal except the NFL. It's not even get an NBA deal. The NBA has a hard time getting an NFL deal. It's okay, though, because marginal growth is still growth and it's sustainable. And that's what you need right now. You're talking about Beckers in UConn, and there's plenty of other players that are going to ball out over the winter next year that are going to become big stars. But you have coaches like Dawn Staley talking about how important Caitlin Clark is to the process of growth. But it's not just that. It's cities like Chicago that we'll get to in a second that have awesome drafts, that have name recognition, that bring in this type of talk. And it all is encompassing. I think for the WNBA, the next big step for them, and again, I'm not going to talk as somebody who knows everything about WNBA, but as somebody who watches and knows how the TV deal is about the other sports, is that get your TV deal. Don't depend on the NBA. Having wealthier owners that aren't dependent on other owners to take care of it. Better facilities, like we see going on with Seattle and we're seeing in Las Vegas, that these players, they're great athletes. Take care of them like so. And it will grow, and it will grow because the play is getting better too. And I don't even mean better as in they weren't great. It's better now with the star recognition that is so mainstream in the TikTok and social media that everybody now knows some of these names. And we're going to get to Chicago locally, what they did. But what do you think about that, Marvelous?
Yeah, I think that the interest will not be sustained to the level that we saw this year unless somebody emerges that is going to capture the imagination of the nation, which is not going to be the case, in my opinion. But I think that there will definitely be an increase in eyeballs, like I say. Now, they're trying to arrange the Friday night the Final Four in a different way so that it gets on ABC instead of ESPN, I read. So that might help them somewhat. They did have an advantage this year because of the late start of because of the strike on the network. Some of the programming was pushed back, into a later part of the year. So they were able to have more game basketball games, women and men, that were on than they might have had in the previous year. So that's another factor. They may not be able to get into a primetime slot during the regular season next year, and particularly if there isn't a demand for it. So what's going to happen is the league's going to settle back a little bit to its normal viewing habits, despite the fact that there will be increased viewership and increased ticket sales in Indiana. I mean, I think the Indiana game against the Sky in June is sold out already, for example. And, like I say, I don't think there'll be 30 points a game. I think that, she'll do her Steph Curry shots from the logos and it will be, much more interesting. But I don't think that it's going to ever rival the NBA in terms of revenue and contracts and all that good stuff. And there's talk about the equity and everything with her contract that it didn't come anywhere near what the NBA top picks get. And, I don't know if there'll be a final settlement that will give her more in her salary. But again, with the endorsements, there's nothing to worry about in terms of financial, money due her or coming to her, because she's done more than any other female athlete in terms of getting those deals. And of course, the other players that came that were drafted that we're going to talk about, such as Reese, who was her nemesis, of course, at LSU coming to Chicago, maybe that rivalry will gin up some more interest too when she showed her the ring finger in the championship game of 23. That may gin up some more interest too. But there's players that have name recognition now, even more so than just she in terms of the draft this year. So I think that in Chicago there'll be more interest too than there has been. They think they'll draw more fans at Wintrust. They'll still outdraw DePaul by three or fourfold. So there's nothing to worry about there.
Really fast, Marvelous. The equity. I think to me it's apple and oranges. I think a lot of people in good spirits talk about, and I know there's people that always are extremists on the left and the right when they talk about this, but I think there's in general very good-hearted people that say we want everybody to get paid the right way. Everybody should, especially in the entertainment business now that it's a TV deal. But we also understand that, especially for a sport that's so brand new, a league that is so brand new in the WNBA compared to all these other sports, it's going to take time. But we are seeing the process now. And like Marver said, the truth may be maybe all in all the numbers we're seeing now come down because it's just so hard to keep this peak. But coming down and finding the new medium that you're at, your new margin is so much higher than it's been 10 years ago than it was 5 years ago. And if you can continue that growth, that is what's healthy for the sport. And like Marver just said, the fact that Caitlin Clark going number one, getting a big 8-figure deal, part of this new generation of NIL deals, the stars are going to get paid. And if the stars get paid, and if the TV deals come in, the lower class, the middle class of those sports will finally get paid so they can have a livable, equitable lifestyle. And it will continue to grow 30 years from now, 40 years from now. And that's what's important. And also what's important is now you have Caitlin Clark going number one. And two picks later, Camila Cardoso goes number three. Just a few picks later, after trading up, Angel Reese joins the Chicago Sky at number seven. The two players, the two stars, two major impact players on two teams that kept Caitlin Clark from winning a national championship are now playing in Chicago. It's going to be a wonderful time. It worked out great for the WNBA. And we're breaking down the Chicago Sky version of this big WNBA draft night here on the Sports Cubicle. He's Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado. So Cardoso, Angel Reese, two national champion players, two name recognizable stars, especially in Angel Reese. They're going to out-rebound everybody over the next 3 years. This was an awesome day for, I think, WNBA and for exposure for the WNBA with these type of players, these type of prospects coming to Chicago right after the biggest star in the draft goes to Indiana.
Absolutely. And like I'm saying before, the nemesis of Clark was Reese, and it really showed up in the championship game of 23. And then Cardoso, of course, was the victor with the undefeated Carolina Gamecocks here in 24. So those two players have name recognition. Their schools do, not as big as Clark. And even, you know, Clark's personality really came out. I don't know if anybody saw Saturday Night Live last week, where she was on the show, actually, and the update program that they have at, you know, towards the end of the show. And she, her poise and her even ability to write jokes that were probably written for her and such was amazing. So I think that her being the face of the league is going to be a big thing, you know, articulate and a great personality and an intense competitor is going to be key. Now, this guy, on the other hand, you know, they have a team now that looks like it's going to be very competitive in the league because they've added, you know, two key players. They had a nucleus, but this is going to make them a contender for the championship, in my view, you know, because they were pretty good. And now they're going to be pretty great, I think, with these additions, because, like you say, the rebounding will be no problem. They just have to make sure that they have a point guard that can bring it across half court and then throw it inside. So, you know, that's because they're going to be dominant on the front line. I mean, again, you have great teams with other players. So, I mean, you're still going to have a tough time competing on a given night against some of the elite of the league. So don't get me wrong. They're not going to rush through the league and be undefeated or anything, but they're going to be improved significantly. And they will be in the playoffs for sure. And, you know, Indiana-Chicago rivalry, I mean, it's, you know, it could develop into something quite interesting too, because, you know, they're, you know, geographically not far apart, and you know, that could turn out to be a pretty decent rivalry, and, you know, they'll play more games being in the same division and whatnot. So I think that that's going to be great. They're going to sell out the arena. Like I say, in June, the sky is sold at Wintrust already. So for the Indiana game. So it's going to be very, very exciting because those games will all be televised nationally, no doubt.
It's funny, the television part of it, the fact that the rivalry can kind of grow, however conferences change, divisions change over the next 5-10 years, because we know how things, especially with the expansion talk coming that the WNBA commissioner was talking about. But the idea of, like, we've had a Bears versus Colts Super Bowl. We have Illini versus Hoosiers. Obviously, Reggie versus Michael. Like, there has been plenty of basketball and pro sports rivalries between Indiana and the state of Illinois and Chicago specifically. And you talk about Caitlin Clark being a face of it. She did the SNL thing. She's done great commercials, and she was on Pat McAfee. And, you know, she did a great segment on that podcast. And I want to talk about some of the personalities on Chicago. You're talking about how this is, you know, we mention all the time that it's about the TV deals. The fact that Angel Reese is a fashion icon who can out-rebound anybody, who has national championship pedigree, was coached under Kim Mulkey, whatever you got to say about Kim Mulkey, heck of a basketball coach. And obviously, Camila Cardoso, moving to the United States at 15 years old, not knowing the language, and now being a sixth player of the year, a defensive player of the year, and a national champion, now the number 3 overall pick. This is a great story for a city like Chicago. If you give us a good story, good personalities, and you win, you're aces. You're golden. But we want to know your thoughts. What do you think about the WNBA draft and how all the fallout has been since then? What do you think about Caitlin Clark and the new 8-figure deal she has signed with Nike? Let us know, Chicago. How excited are you about Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese now joining the Chicago Sky? We got more coming up next here on the Sports Cubicle. He's Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado.